USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is citing progress in reducing supply chain bottlenecks.
Packages are moving. Gifts are being delivered. Shelves are not empty.
Biden holding a meeting of his supply chain task force and saying the economy is continuing a robust recovery. Without proof, he said the economy was in a state of crisis when he took office. Folks will be taking trains, planes, and automobiles this holiday season. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record year of 2019, with more than 109 million Americans estimated to travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. More than 100 million are expected to drive, and nearly 6.5 million are expected to fly. All's quiet in Washington, with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Former President Donald Trump says he was very appreciative and surprised by President Biden's public praise for the Trump administration's rapid development of coronavirus vaccines. The former president also telling Fox News he thinks Biden's praise was a terrific thing and that it makes a lot of people happy. A Michigan appeals court is overturning the conviction of a former Michigan State University gymnastics coach.
Former Michigan State University coach Kathy Klagas went to jail for lying about her knowledge of sexual abuse complaints against Larry Nassar as far back as the 1990s. The appeals court judges did not determine that Kathy Klagas told the truth to investigators, but rather that her interviews were not crucial in a state investigation of how the university responded to allegations about Nassar. Klagas' attorney said she has, quote, finally been vindicated. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden laid out a detailed strategy on Tuesday to deal with the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Biden saying the administration will be mailing free rapid tests to homes and sending military help to hospitals. As far as the steps being taken, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News a lot of these steps could have been taken weeks ago.
Well, sure, it certainly helps, especially in some parts of the country where we're having outbreaks, like here in New York City, in Ohio, in Michigan. But the problem is, Mike, that it's past due. You know, the key to managing an outbreak successfully is preparation and being proactive and anticipating the needs of a community and not scrounging and scrambling for tests and vaccines when you're already in the middle of an outbreak. We need to be prepared, and we really dropped the ball in not being prepared for this current outbreak. Omicron, you know, is spreading like wildfire, and we have the tools to fight it. It's just a matter of having them in alignment and being able to deploy the tools in a timely manner.
It appears the annual Times Square celebration to ring in New Year will still happen despite a huge coronavirus surge in New York City. The mayor stressing the annual event that draws massive crowds will be outdoors and require proof of the coronavirus vaccination. The mayor would not officially commit to keeping the celebration as planned, but says he's hopeful. He added, a decision will be made by Christmas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.